Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 11th parak of Maseches Menachos, and we're up to parak Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. So now we're going to discuss the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Chavite Kohen Gadol, Lishasim, Varichasim, Vafiyasim, Bifnim, Vidochos Es HaShabbos. The Chavite Kohen Gadol, they would do the kneading of the dough, and the arranging of the dough, the shaping of the dough, and the baking of the dough, all in the Azara, and they would even do it on Shabbos. Tchonon V'Harkedon, in the Dochos Shabbos. But the grinding of the grain in order to make the flour, and the sifting of the grain, that could not be done on Shabbos. Klalom Rabbi Akiva, kom loch shav shalas os me'er v'Shabbos, einu doch Shabbos. V'shiyev shalas os me'er v'Shabbos, doch es v'Shabbos. Anything that you could have done before Shabbos, just as easily, then you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But things that you could not do on Erev Shabbos, like the Lisha, and the Aricha, and the Afia, because once it becomes Kadosh in a Kli, it becomes Pasul Belina, so you're not able to do it on Erev Shabbos. It would have become Pasul by the time Shabbos comes around. So that is going to be done. Shabbos, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Mishnah Dalet. Kol Menachos Yesh Ben Maisa Kli Bifnim. All Karbonos Mincha, they would do it in the Azara in a Kli Shares. Ve'ein Ben Maisa Kli B'chutz. But if it was not, if it's Karbon Mincha, it did not need a Kli Shares, then it didn't need to be inside the Azara either, because it's the Kli Shares, it's Makdish, that requires it to be in the Azara. It's what gives it Kedush Saguf. So Ketzad, so how would they make the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Apanim? Shtei Alechem Arkon Shiva V'Rachman Arba'a. The Shtei Alechem were 7 Tfachim long and 4 Tfachim wide, massive loaves of bread. V'karnosein arba etzba'os, and their kronos, their corners, were 4 etzba'os long. Lechem apanim orcho asara v'rachbo chamisha, even more massive. There were 10 tefachim wide, 10 tefachim long, and 5 tefachim wide. V'karnos of 7 etzba'os, and the corners of each of them were 7 etzba'os. Rabbi Yehuda omer shelo tita. Rabbi Yehuda says, in order that you shouldn't make a mistake about what was what measurement, Zadad Yahaz is the mnemonic. Zayin Dalad is the Shtei Alechem, 7, 4, and 4, because the length is 7 Tvachim, the width is 4 Tvachim, and the Kronos are 4 Etzba'os. And Yud, Hey, and Zayin is the Lechem Apanim. The Yud is the length of in Tvachim, the Hey is the width in Tvachim, and the Zayin is the Kronos in Etzba'os. Ben Zoma, or Mavinasat al Shulchan Lechem Panim, Lefanai Tamid. That Shei Lo Panim, that Lechem Apanim, has to have a panim, it has to have a face, because it says, it calls it lechem panim lefanai tamid, so that's how we know that it has to have this surface that's like a face of the lechem. Okay, so let's review what we learned today. So Mishnah Gimel, we had said that the Chavite Kohen Gadol, the whole preparation of the Chavite Kohen Gadol had to be done in the Azara, and it could even be done on Shabbos, but the Tchina and the sifting is not Doche Shabbos, because Rabbi Akiva gave the basic rule. Anything that could have been done on Erev Shabbos, you cannot do on Shabbos, so the grinding and the sifting could be done on Erev Shabbos, so it's not Doche Shabbos, but anything that cannot be done on Erev Shabbos is Doche Shabbos. So anything, once it goes into a Kli Shares, that would give a Kedush Saguf, has to be done on Shabbos, because otherwise we would become Pasul Belina. And then in Mishnah Dalet we said that any Korban Mincha that requires a Kli Shares needs to be dealt with in the Azara. If it doesn't require a Kli Shares, it could be even outside of the Azara. And then we described the dimensions of the Shtei Alechem and Lechem Apanim. We even gave a mnemonic to remember the dimensions, Zadad and Yahaz. And Ben Zoma just added that you need to have a Pnim, you need to have like these surface walls of the Lechem Apanim based on Gzeiros HaKos. So, next time we'll pick up with Parak Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hey.